What is going on, you guys? It's your host, David Ramos, with another episode of Dab Rabbit Talks Too Much. And this one's a little bit more of a solemn one, if I'm being honest, because I know of everything that's been going around. First of all, in Wisconsin and Louisiana, I'm going to be 100% honest with you guys. It irritates me that for some reason we still find the time to gather during when people are dying because of COVID in these convention centers to talk about, see two white men debate over taxes and housing. Housing is an issue for those who can afford houses and for those who even can live long enough to buy houses. But what about attention to the basic needs? But regardless of that, that's a bonus right there. Really, what I came on here to tell you a little bit about is, as someone who has worked with police officers, here's my take on everything that's been going on. Where do I begin? When I was 12 years old in middle school, I hung out with a couple boys in Deltona Middle School, and we would go to the park quite a little bit and just shoot some hoops. There were some different parks around here. There were some in Deltona, but there were some just across the river St. John's River in Sanford, right? So we would go and hoop with them, and I know this one guy. I met this one cat through a couple friends, and it was really cool. Are you gonna ask me if I'm a close and personal friend? The answer is no, but quite honestly, he loved sports. We were there. I'm pretty sure if I asked him about his story on life, like, you know, he was just there to pass some time. You know what I'm saying? He just focused on grades and just enjoyed some time playing basketball or playing sports with just like the rest of us, right? Playing sports we never hooped directly, but we hung out. Just maybe a couple times, friends over friends, right? Functions and all that. Looked the same and everything. This guy's name is Trayvon Martin. And to be honest, I wish I could tell you guys that he was the only one I knew from those times that passed away, you know. It's crazy that sometimes being in the suburbs, you're really gambling, right? I know a lot of people in the city, you deal with police brutality and drugs on both ends, but for me, what I felt like in the suburbs is, depending on your suburb, sometimes you get even harder hit because there is no regulation. There is no protest really happening. It's just there. You know what I'm saying? These people could teach you crap on sight. And drugs, you know? I lost a white friend from... I lost a lot of people, actually. One, I lost because of a car accident. He didn't get out the car the right way. It was still moving. Another friend, a car accident too. Another friend overdosed on drugs. Trayvon Martin, obviously Zimmerman. And a lot of people, I know a lot of people won't be like, oh, David, I thought you said you aren't friends. What's y'all relationship? Let me just say something real quick. If you know me, then you know if I know your first name, especially how my memory works, I'm going to consider you a friend. You don't need to consider me a friend for me to treat you like a friend and feel for you like a friend. So when everything happened, my mind, first of all, didn't go to any police officer, didn't go to anything else except for racism, the divide, Zimmerman, the system that is America. Zimmerman was doing something American, a patriotic act of shooting somebody who looks suspicious. And here the churches are, on the other side of the river, hands in their pocket, nibbling their fingers, preaching about keeping your brother accountable. Well, what about them? Who's going to hold the government accountable? Who's going to hold these other people accountable? We can preach about accountability when it comes to sex and homosexuality, but yet, when a police officer or, you know, a white man shoots a black man who's completely innocent, we're simply just going to say and turn the other way. We're going to say nothing. Is that really what it is? And then a couple years pass, right? We get from there. I was really out of the church when I was in seventh grade a lot, which around the time this all happened. And I was just, everyone at my school was talking about, we were like, man, another member of the community. It was just bad. But then later on, high school rolled around, and then more stuff like this happened. And then that's when you really get Black Lives Matter, right? I've been preaching about this thing since 2016, since the name, but I've been living it since 2012. Regardless, 2016, my family, the people who know me and my sister, we are very strong on these issues, and we want to see equality, and we demand change. We've been demanding change. Demanding change, okay? We do not stand for racial profiling of any sort that does put people down. And that's a thing. That's all you guys do it for. Okay, so let me continue. I was advocating, and I still do advocate. I advocated until a lot of people I don't like being around the bush. Let's be transparent for a second. Predominantly black church starts to tell me all lives matter, Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization, Muslim, Islamic, blah, 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 blah. Tiptoe a little bit years later, 2020 comes, and then all of a sudden it's like everyone's saying Black Lives Matter. And I'm like, from both sides, everywhere, that would pound me to the ground 4 years before and say all lives matter, they are now Black Lives Matter. And that is kind of what happened around June and May. But let me go back a little bit. Let me tell you a little bit about those in-between times, about 2018 to 2020 real quick. I worked with a couple police officers, actually. Can I be 100% honest? I was a security officer for a school. Of course, we have to work with law enforcement. We can't do nothing without them, unfortunately. But my whole time being a security officer, I never really ran into any racial profile. I talked to a couple federal officers and police officers, knew a couple by name, dapped me up a couple of times. We were cool. They were even talking to me about drugs. I don't know what is with law enforcement and police officers and security officers. They just all love talking about drugs and women. Like, what? My mind was blown. They were all like telling me, like, David, this is how you pick up a girl. This is how you pick up a girl. This is how I never took it. If you listen to this, my man, because I know some of y'all listen to this podcast. I love you guys. But I think you and I both know I never watched that one movie that was supposed to teach me how to pick up a girl. Okay? I forgot what it's called. Martin and Gina? That's the show. But regardless, so, you know, we're talking on everything, right? You know, those officers were really chill. I worked for a school. They understood if they ever took out their gun while a child was even outside of the school in line of sight, potential line of sight, it don't matter if you have a badge or not. I'm going to tackle you to the ground. Because those children were my life. I would have fought and died for those children. What's my point for all this? My point is simple. There's just a divide in America and there's hurting. Every time we beat up a black man, a white man, we give that cop, that white cop, an excuse, a reason to fear us. Every time a white man puts a bullet into one of our brothers or sisters, it gives them a reason to fear us. And for us to fear them. The other way around. For us to fear them. And this exchange of fear brings nothing but divide. And it honestly, not even just survive, but really war, because that's really what's going on. It's such a sad time, really. Am I going to be the first one to say defund the police? Yeah, I might be. I likely am, because I do think they do get paid way too much. Because really, though, some of those people could get jobs as Hollister models. So just how much they stand around there and do nothing. So, yes, they're some of them are just Hollister models, but other of them are just social workers. But they get paid way more than both. So why? You know? So I think that's one thing that is my issue, not only paying them, but do they get off the hook way too easily with a lot of things? Yeah. Have I met great ones? Yes. Yes, I have. But at the same time, I feel like as Americans, you can ask any single one of those people I was talking to before. They'll probably tell you that those officers were all wrong for it. They would never do something like that. You know, it's insecure officers behind these badges, and we really need some reform. Am I going to give up hope on the police system in America? I never had hope in it to begin with. I hope, first of all, in Jesus Christ, our God. And second of all, I had hope that really, one day, we would see reform in the police department. Because America is just that stinking great. And one day, no matter how much America can turn its back on us, there's only so long America can hate the people that loves America. And we do. Black people, we love America, but we just want America to love us back. I know this was a lot of mixed emotions, a lot of mixed just topics I hit, but I hope you guys got the message. This has been another episode by Dav Rabbit Talk So Much. I love you guys so much. Tune in tomorrow for another special. It's going to be lit. It's going to be great. I got my homegirl Jay shooting jumpers. Y'all don't want to miss it. Love you guys. Take care. Peace.